There's a call for former Reserve Bank Governor Adrian Orr to accept he made mistakes. Orr has resigned almost halfway through his second five-year term. He hasn't outlined why he's leaving, and both the Prime Minister and Finance Minister are tight-lipped. New Zealand Initiative Executive Director Dr. Oliver Hartwich says he's long called for accountability from the Reserve Bank on its mismanagement of the economy.
They really owe this to the New Zealand people because everybody is paying the price for the mistakes that the Reserve Bank made.
There's been no explanation as to why Adrian Orr is stepping down as Reserve Bank Governor. Neither the Prime Minister nor Finance Minister are giving any details of why he's abruptly quit. New Zealand Initiative Executive Director Dr. Oliver Hartwich says there's also been no accountability from Orr on the mistakes made by the Reserve Bank.
I'm not even sure whether he resigns because he would admit to any of the mistakes, because so far in all the Reserve Bank's publications they have maintained that they did everything right.
A call for former Reserve Bank Governor Adrian Orr to accept he made mistakes. Orr has resigned almost halfway through his second five-year term. He hasn't outlined why he's leaving, and both the Prime Minister and Finance Minister are staying tight-lipped. New Zealand Initiative Executive Director Dr. Oliver Hartwich says he's long called for accountability from the Reserve Bank on its mismanagement of the economy.
They really owe this to the New Zealand people because everybody is paying the price for the mistakes that the Reserve Bank made.